This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan a day ago, but the effects of her visit continue to play out. China Thursday intensified military exercises around the self-ruled island. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in the Taiwanese capital.
Taiwanese officials say China fired 11 ballistic missiles near the island's coast Thursday, the largest and most provocative drill ever in the Taiwan Strait. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman blamed the U.S. for the tensions. The Chinese government is outraged at U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, which ended Wednesday. Beijing views the trip as a challenge to its claims over the island. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China is purposefully escalating tensions.
I want to emphasize, nothing has changed about our position. And I hope very much that Beijing will not manufacture a crisis or seek a pretext to increase its aggressive military activity.
In Taipei, life goes on as normal. Residents here say they've dealt with decades of Chinese threats. Although China claims ownership of Taiwan, an overwhelming majority on the island support keeping things the way they are. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, has arrived in Japan, the final stop on her Asian trip. Earlier Thursday, the speaker was in South Korea, where she met with political leaders in the capital, Seoul. She avoided making public comments on relations with China and Taiwan that could further increase regional tensions. While in Korea, Pelosi and her South Korean counterpart, National Assembly Speaker Kim Jin-pyo, issued a joint statement vowing to support efforts to maintain a strong deterrence against North Korea and work towards ending its nuclear program through international cooperation and diplomatic dialogue. This is VOA News. Following Monday's announcement that U.S. counterterrorism operatives had killed terrorist Ayman al-Zawahiri with a drone strike at his home in Kabul, Afghanistan's Taliban government is claiming they did not know the top al-Qaeda leader was living in their capital. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan's Commission for Cultural Affairs had issued a statement condemning Sunday's drone attack on a residential home in Kabul. Today, the Taliban said they are investigating what they described as claims that al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed. In a statement, the group says that it has no knowledge of al-Zawahiri's arrival and residence in Afghanistan. The Taliban had promised in the 2020 Doha agreement that they would not harbor al-Qaeda members or those seeking to attack the U.S., but U.S. officials say the home belonged to Interior Minister Ajuddin Haqqani, the deputy head of the Taliban, who heads the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group that's been fighting in the country since at least the Soviet invasion in 1979. Jennifer King, Washington.
A Russian prosecutor Thursday demanded that U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner be handed a stiff prison sentence and fined for bringing hashish oil into the country. But Griner told the judge she had no intention of committing a crime. During a sentencing hearing in a Russian court, the prosecutor told the judge that Griner should be sentenced to 9.5 years in prison and fined more than $16,000. Griner flew to Russia in February to play for a team in the Russian city of Ekaterinburg during her offseason from the U.S. Women's National Basketball Association. She has pleaded guilty in the case. The 31-year-old Griner, standing in her courtroom prison cage, told the judge that she had no intention of committing a crime, saying she'd made an honest mistake and hoped his ruling would not end her life. She offered an apology to her teammates, her club, her fans, and the city of Ekaterinburg for her mistake and embarrassment that she brought on them. Griner's voice broke as she also offered an apology to her parents, her spouse, her siblings, and her WNBA team, the Phoenix Mercury. Griner has maintained she used the vape cartridges of hashish oil for pain management. Cannabis is illegal in Russia for both medicinal and recreational purposes. Citing an unnamed official close to the case, the Associated Press is reporting former Puerto Rican Governor Wanda Vasquez has been arrested Thursday on corruption charges. The official, who was not authorized to talk about the case, said two other unidentified people were arrested along with the former governor. It marks the first time that a former leader of the Caribbean island in a U.S. territory has faced federal charges. In mid-May, Vasquez's attorney told reporters that he and his client were preparing for possible charges against her, but the former governor at the time denied any wrongdoing. A spokesman for Vasquez offered no comment on the report Thursday. Repeating the hour's top news story, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan a day ago, but the effects of her visit continue to play out. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer,